This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, broadcasting to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. Also over on Gab now, Captain Matt Bruce Retired. That's abbreviated RET. Also on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is always the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's Captain's America Third Watch.com. And back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
We have a caller with a question. I'll make this quick. Mike in Clearwater, what's your question for Denise?
Good morning, Denise. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Morning.
We had an attack on the water system in Oldsmar, and, you know, these SCADA systems, these computers that are connected mm-hmm. to our water, our power, mm-hmm. you know, you could open up a dam and flood a whole city. Mm-hmm. There's any number of awful things you can do. Now, Bob Gualtieri said that we don't know if this attack originated from within the country or outside. My guess is, and I'm thinking, that it's somebody from outside, and that this might have been a practice run for possibly mm-hmm. a larger-scale attack on a bigger city, which I hope I'm wrong. But mm-hmm. what do you think, Denise? Because this has scary ramifications, and okay. I just wonder what you think.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, go ahead.
Well, thank you for the question, but most of all, being on top of SCADA. SCADA, to me, is probably one of the most dangerous conditions that we have because of how much that platform controls infrastructure of the United States. Traffic lights, utility systems, you know, all of that. Now, in this particular case, Oldsmar did, in fact, have a full-time person that was, you know, watching things very, very carefully and caught it all immediately. It
yep.
There were two attempts. The first one was kind of within seconds. The last one was 3 to 5 minutes. But somebody knew what they were doing. So it tells me that that was really kind of an insider thing because it did not take them very long to change the chemical system in the water. But it was changed back also immediately. And this was through what was known as remote access.
Mm-hmm.
So the remote access, by the way, has been terminated. So there was no danger to the water in Oldsmar. And this, by the way, happened last Friday.
Right.
Now, it has put an awful lot of cities and infrastructure-type systems across the country on notice. It did make national news, and I think it could have actually made world news.
It did.
It was coming out kind of slowly. I saw it on Saturday. I saw it again with several reports from several different outlets as recently as last night. So it has certainly put people on notice that have any kind of authorizations to deal with those kinds of systems. So it is absolutely something to watch for. I think it was, it put an awful lot of things on notice, including us. I happened to play tennis at East Lake Country Club, which is in Oldsmar. And when I was there yesterday, an awful lot of girls were talking about it, especially people that live inside East Lake, but they have their own water system that is not, part of the city. But nonetheless.
Okay. We'll go over and take we'll go over and take another call here real quick. Okay. If this is Ian, you got a minute, and I got to go to break.
I got a rhetorical question, and I'll pose it to you all and hang up. And just what you're talking about with this thing up in Oldsmar and all these hacks we've seen ad infinitum over the years, why is this all so great, all this digital stuff? We got along fine before all this digital BS came down the pike. I mean, maybe I'm spouting Russian misinformation, but it's my understanding Russian government has a two-track system. They still do stuff digitally, which they're aware of can be hacked, but they went back to the old ways. I mean, look, if you're going back to paper communications and landlines that can't be compromised, you can run a two-track system. I'm not buying this whole digital thing that they got us fired into. Okay. Comments, please. Thanks.
All right. Well, number one, let me start. In the emergency medical service and the fire service, we always have a paperwork follow-up. It's not all done by the computer. We have reports and we keep copies. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
We're in a digital age. We're never going to be out of it. We're heading into a deeper digital age the more 5G becomes part of our lives, which is the internet of all things, meaning 5G is going to run your appliances in your house, and, you're going to control things by your cell phone. People start their cars with their cell phones and, all these kinds of things. So it's here to stay. It's just not going to stop. I published a lot of things about cyber and hacking, and it's the least read stuff that I do. But I continue to do it because it's like I'm sending a fair warning out there.
Mm-hmm.
And city government, public school system, nobody is taking it as seriously as they need to.
Okay.
To their own peril.
All right, hold on. Coming back with more, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Here's Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. By the way, Saturday. Coming up Saturday, I'll be down in Sarasota at the Two Guys Gun Show at Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds right there at Robarts Arena, right on the corner of, it's right off, when you get off the exit at I-75, you come west for about, you'll see the sign there for the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, and you'll get off and you'll come down through there. It's probably about two and a half miles on the left side. But anyway, Two Guys shows will be there Saturday, 10 to 2. And the gun show opens at 9 a.m. on Saturday, goes 9 to 5, and then Sunday, 9 to 3. So the website to find out more and to get your advance ticket and save a little money, TwoGuysShows.com. Make sure you make a copy of the little coupon. That'll save you money on the admission to get in. TwoGuysShows.com, the website. And I'll see you in Sarasota on Saturday. Looking forward to it. And shaking hands with a lot of our great friends down there. Okay. Back here, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. You wanted to finish your points? So go ahead, and then I got a question.
Yeah. Look, we have a government now, especially under Biden, that is concentrating on all things social justice. And you can bet that the adversarial governments across the and countries across the world are not all worried about social justice things. We're not screwing around with gender identities and criminal this and bond that, and they're doing things that are much more serious to advance the security and the stability of their own countries. So how do we necessarily maintain our posture in the world as a country when we get bogged down with this ridiculous stuff that we're bogged down with, when other powerful nations like China are advancing their countries, and that their methods, rightly or wrongly, they are making advances that we are getting bogged down, while we're getting bogged down with all the social justice. I just want to put that out there, especially in the realm of cyber.
Okay. So, onward. Christine down in Sarasota, and yes, Christine, you're right. Fruitville Road, South Fruitville, and it's right there, about 2.5 miles down, roughly on the left side, after you get off the interstate and come west towards Sarasota. Christine asks, what's going on with Hunter Biden and his laptop?
It is still under the purview and realm of John Durham. So we're not getting any kind of summary or status report at all. So I can't say where it is, but things are going to go a little confusing here because these 54 or 56 attorneys general that Biden has asked for the resignations, they have 2 weeks, I think, by the end of the month to resign their positions. So it's going to throw some sand in the gears for cases that are already in process. I don't think it'll affect the Hunter Biden laptop scandal.
Well, the statement that came from the DOJ themselves yesterday was that John Durham was not affected. As far as being asked to step down, he was not being affected.
Well, he is likely to be affected, but he's a special prosecutor, so that status has not changed.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear about the Keystone XL pipeline and the 14 states now that have banded together that are going to have a class action suit going against the Biden administration for creating chaos in their communities with the economic devastation that is starting to take place?
Yep.
I think they got to.
You and I mentioned that a couple days ago.
I know, but it came out again, and there's someone that brought this up here just a couple minutes ago here. But I think that's still on the. I think there could be something to that. I think they could have a case. That's just my thought.
Well, there's some interesting lawsuits that are certainly in the pipeline. We had the judge yesterday that extended the. Block on mm-hmm. Biden's deportation thing, too. So mm-hmm. There are some forces out there that are working diligently, and rightly so, to, you know, stop the stupidness of what's happened so far in the Biden administration with his executive orders.
Now, there's an interesting story that just came sailing across here, and I'm going to read this to you as it stands. Walt Disney Company contemplates moving corporate offices to Florida.
I put that out there a couple of days ago on Facebook. They're contemplating moving parts of their corporate offices, not all of them, but parts of their corporate offices from California to Florida.
Well, I would assume that would be because of saving taxes, right?
Well, mostly because Disney World is open. Mm-hmm. Disneyland is
sure.
not.
Yep. By the way, did you hear about Senator Rand Paul? He talked about with all the impeachment going on and with the things the Democrats wanted. He floated the idea of impeaching Chuck Schumer.
Well, remember, Chuck Schumer stood on the steps
yep.
of the Supreme Court and
yep.
threatened Gorsuch.
Yeah, and Kavanaugh.
I would,
mm-hmm. Yep.
I would argue that there are many more that, under the premise that the impeachment team from the House put forth yesterday in their opening arguments, that there are an awful lot of people that can be impeached. And I would go back to people like Obama himself
mm-hmm.
for ordering the assassination of Anwar al-Awlaki,
mm-hmm.
who was a U.S. citizen that was killed in a drone strike in Yemen,
mm-hmm.
Later his son. You can necessarily impeach Eric Holder. I mean, there's for lying. I mean, if you're talking about misdemeanors, you know, and even
yeah.
high crimes, there's a lot of them. So what Rand Paul was doing was saying, tread carefully, ladies and gentlemen of the impeachment team over there from the House, because under your argument, we could we could hurt an awful lot of progressives.
How about this one? Joe Biden revoked the terrorist designation of the Houthis, correct?
He did.
And then yesterday, the Houthis turned around and fired a bunch of missiles at Saudi civilian areas.
Yeah. Great decisions, huh?
Yeah, really. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable the things that go on. And of course, we know that.
You know, to remove that designation was yet another gift to Iran.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Praising Iran. North Korea hackers report out there stole $316 million. Don't know where they stole it from, to improve nukes.
It's cyber theft.
Okay, to improve nuclear arms and ballistic missiles, which is something that's also transpiring over in, Iran right now. Same circumstance.
Well, in 2019, on cyber theft, they stole $2 billion or $3 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I go back. You know, one of the parting words that John Ratcliffe had to say to Maria Bartiromo this past weekend, or several days ago, I should say, what keeps him up at night is, the cyber threats. And I'm so thankful that he said it. Nobody thinks it's a big deal. It's the single biggest problem that we have, and we're screwing around with this social justice nonsense.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's drift over real quickly. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dennis, calling from Sarasota.
Okay, Dennis, make it quick. We got about 30 seconds.
Well, I got a real quick comment. It kind of makes me think maybe the people that got getting off the grid or have something up their sleeve. The thing that bugs me, we don't hear a lot of the things that you're talking about on during the regular course of our lives.
Of course not.
But seems to me that it harkens back to when Boris Spassky and Bobby Fischer were playing chess on the international scene. And sometimes I think our enemies are about seven moves ahead of us on the chessboard, and we're about three moves behind them.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Dennis. Yeah, he's right.
Yes. Yes. We're getting bogged down in this stupidness.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're laughing at us with what's going on right now in Washington, D.C. in the Senate. They're absolutely flat out laughing.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. Well, to be continued. Tomorrow, stay warm on the mountaintop. I think we're going to be in the 80s today down here when they're freezing to death up there in the frozen tundra. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Read the great articles that she puts together and writes. FoundersCode.com. And I'll be right back with more in our military and veterans news segment.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first day of President Trump's impeachment trial saw arguments over the constitutionality of the proceedings. Trump defense lawyer David Schoen called the trial a political move fueled by hatred of a former president.
This is a process fueled irresponsibly by base hatred by these House managers and those who gave them their charge, and they are willing to sacrifice our national character to advance their hatred and their fear that one day they might not be the party in power.
Lead House impeachment manager Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland argued that the Senate could not allow a president to call for political violence against American institutions.
We cannot have presidents inciting and mobilizing mob violence against our government and our institutions because they refuse to accept the will of the people under the Constitution of the United States.
The day ended with a 56-44 vote declaring that the former president is subject to the jurisdiction of the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is in this portion of the military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu. Now, tomorrow is Thursday, and Bo will be here to answer your questions. So get them ready. Send them to me via email or send them to me on the Facebook Messenger or just let us know tomorrow. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, to find out more about the National Aviation Academy, I would strongly advise that you take the tour. You take the tour of their facility. Now, they've got two facilities, one in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. So, what you do is you give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at either Concord, Mass. Outside Boston or Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, of course, their website is naa.edu to find out more there. And I'll see if you get down here. Ask for Bo. He'll be the one that you'll probably run into, plus you get a chance to run into a student and
talked to a teacher as well. Now, Senate lawmakers confirmed the next Veterans Affairs Secretary. It is Dennis McDonough, making him only the second non-veteran ever confirmed to lead a department. Now, this did not work out the last time they had a non-veteran in the department. I don't know what's going to happen this time. We'll see. We'll hope for the best, because all they can do is make it better, right? Hopefully. Can't go any, get any worse, can it? Oh, boy. Don't even go there. Now, the United States has now gone 1 year without a combat death in Afghanistan, as the Taliban has warned the U.S. against reneging on the peace deal. Now, no U.S. troops have died in combat in Afghanistan for a year as of Monday. But the Taliban have threatened to target them again if Washington opts to keep the international forces in the country after the May withdrawal deadline comes into play. The Taliban are not playing fairness at all. They have been doing all sorts of things. Attacks and suicide bombings, all of the above. And we can't trust them. We cannot trust them. And I believe General Austin knows that, our Secretary of Defense. If he doesn't, he should. He was part of the situation in Iraq, commander of CENTCOM, when we had the big buildup of ISIS and all that. And that's about the time that he wound up leaving. Now, drones are the biggest tactical concern since the rise of IEDs in Iraq, according to CENTCOM. Aerial technologies, once viewed as hobbyist toys, have now triggered alarms at U.S. Central Command because they're flying everywhere, literally everywhere. When you least expect to find one, there's a drone. Now, the Senate also confirmed Kathleen Hicks as the Deputy Defense Secretary, making her the first woman to be confirmed by the Senate to that position. Again, we'll see how that works out. Now, the Pentagon's Inspector General faulted leadership on the U.S. aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt for decisions the watchdog said exacerbated a coronavirus outbreak on the vessel early in the pandemic. Remember all the problems they had there, and they fired the commander of the ship, and on it went. It is what it is. We'll see where all that goes. By the way, we have a lot of military people that listen to us on the program from all around the world. And I never try to miss anybody that chimes in and says hello to us. Well, we had someone from Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota. Now, their B-1 bomber flew over the Super Bowl. And this gentleman that sent me this, and I'm reluctant to mention your last name, so I'm not going to, but he signed it and he's a staff sergeant. His name is Richard. And he says, what a pleasure it was to see Tampa from the air. Thank you very much for being there, and we appreciate, and we'll be back. Only next time we're coming to visit, and we plan on looking you up. Keep up the great work. Staff Sergeant Richard Ellsworth Air Force Base, and he was apparently one of the crewmen on the bomber. I don't know if he was on the ground in the air where he was. I don't think. We'll find out. I'll just see if I can find out. Richard, send me some more information. I mean, I read it the way you said it, but I'm sure there's something else to it. So there you go. And we appreciate him. By the way, the DOD is now shipping the Moderna COVID-19 vaccines overseas for military families. That just started this week. They're rolling it out in a parallel manner to what we're seeing stateside, trying to get it out as quickly as possible. And the U.S. Navy and the Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force concluded a 9-day mine warfare exercise off the Japanese coast, working together. Everybody was happy that it went the way it did. Now, there are two major initiatives of the new defense secretary's stand down, and they're advancing as the Pentagon steers the department into the effort to tackle major personnel problems and extremism in the ranks and sexual harassment. Now, extremist groups are very aggressively recruiting military service members to leave the ranks. And they do pay the money. Antifa does pay the money. Black Lives Matter. But there's money there to pay them, and they offer them a couple hundred dollars a day, whatever, plus expenses, and they move them around the country to antagonize and do what they do. Everybody knows that. We all know that. That's a well-known fact. And I mentioned Alabama Senator Richard Shelby yesterday, who has served as the top Republican on defense appropriations committees and helped determine how the Pentagon spent hundreds of billions of dollars in funding that he will not seek re-election next year. Don't know what's going to happen there. Chuck Grassley is retiring. He's looking for his grandson to take his place, who happens to be the Speaker of the House in Iowa, and he wants to see his grandson step in and take his place as senator. That may happen. Also, the 1st Infantry Division Combat Aviation Brigade from Fort Riley, Kansas, will deploy to Europe as part of a regular rotation of forces in April. Know that unit well. They're a great bunch of people. And the Army's 18th Airborne Corps wants soldiers to pitch ideas for improving the Safe and Services Sexual Assault and Harassment Prevention Program that they believe would be better addressing to the longer-standing problem within the ranks, according to what the Army had to say. And have you heard about the SAIL program? That's the Sailor Assistance and Intercept for Life program the Navy has, requiring commanding officers to take a more proactive approach to ensure sailors at risk for suicide establish communication with the program. Trying to help out a situation that seems to be sometimes getting worse. And the Navy envisions a future fleet with manned and unmanned ships, submarines, and aircraft operating in a dispersed manner and collecting a ton of data to fill in a common operating picture, which operation commanders could then use to, if ever needed, have the best sensor program send targeting data to the best shooter to attack the enemy. Makes sense to me. Hopefully they'll be able to get it done. And finally, Marine mothers will now be exempt from fitness tests for 1 year after giving birth. They're getting a moratorium. Marine moms. All righty. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back. Chris Markowski to Watchdog on Wall Street will be with us. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021 where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And don't forget, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, I will be down in Sarasota on Saturday at Robarts Arena down there, Fruitville Road at Tuttle, right there on the corner. The big Robarts Arena is right there at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. I'll be there at 10 o'clock to 2 p.m. and stop on by, say howdy, howdy. Obviously, a large supply of guns, ammunition while it lasts, knives, all sorts of different military surplus and items in there, too. Bows and arrows, fishing poles, you name it. You want it, they got it. That's just about the way it works. Their website, twoguysshows.com. Go there, get yourself one of those discount tickets over there. Save yourself some money at the door. Twoguysshows.com. And I am going to pick up the phone and talk to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. We've got a caller on the line that wants to ask you a question about GameStop. So here we go. Okay, Mike, what's your question?
Good morning, Chris. How are you? Always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. So we had a bunch of people that got together and coordinated on the Internet and said, you know what? We're little guys, and we're sick and tired of the big guys screwing us. So they went on there, and they drove the price of the GameStop shares up so that these hedge funds that heavily shorted this stock ended up getting, you know, lost buku money. So, you know, obviously they did succeed in what they set out to do. My question to you, Chris, is this one and done, or do you think that we'll see more of this type of the little guys getting together to do something like this again with maybe a different company to try to send a message to the big guys and say, you know what, we can screw you just as much as you screw us. And I want to hear what you have to say.
All right, thank you. All right, go ahead, Chris.
Well, it's, you know, what happened with GameStop and also some of the other heavily shorted positions out there was, you know, getting together and actually going out because you can see how large the short positions are and you can take advantage of it. It was pretty much unprecedented for people to get together and do something like that. The major players out there, the hedge funds, I don't think they're going to get caught behind the eight ball. Again, I mean, there's, you know, there's something that they see that's obviously a threat to their position. I believe what has, you know, and I've railed against this on my program for years, the idea that you can short companies without borrowing stock, naked shorting, and drive companies down to ridiculous levels. That's things that some of the big players have been able to do, which, you know, quite frankly is wrong. So I did find the entire thing interesting. However, I do think that some of these people that are players in that short arena are going to be somewhat careful in the size of their short position to try to avoid any sort of attention.
Now, there's a couple of really interesting stories about Florida, positive stories. I'll start with the one in California. Walt Disney Company is considering moving part, not all, part of their company headquarters from California to Florida. Why? Because we're open over here and they're not.
It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. I think it might be a bit of a threat at the authorities in California to some degree, saying, hey, you got to open us up here. This is ridiculous. This has been going on for way, way too long here. And, again, the numbers in California are not better than the numbers in Florida, and Florida's been open the entire time. So you do the math right there. There's no logic or reason, and there most certainly isn't any science behind what any of these lockdown states have been doing. So we shall see. We shall see. Probably a bit of a veiled threat, but, you know, it might be a boom down there for Disney Studios in Florida rather than California.
And then the second story that came out that was bigger than the one I just mentioned was the New York Stock Exchange. They threatened to leave New York City, and the word Miami came up.
Well, again, the stock exchange is not really the stock exchange. New York Stock Exchange, like you knew it, you know, traders running around and specialists on the floor, that went away a long time ago. It's basically just a stage. That's all. It's a sound stage and maybe a museum all rolled into one. You know, the actual trading is not done on site there. And, you know, for them to actually up and move their technical locale to Miami is, it's not a big deal. They wouldn't even have to pack up moving trucks to do it.
Mm. Now, in meeting yesterday with business leaders, Joe Biden backed stricter income limits for stimulus checks. He was talking about dropping that $150,000 down to $75,000. There was even a move to get it down to $60,000. Don't think it got that low. Maximum income. What do you know?
Listen, it's been back and forth. I mean, I heard yesterday, you told me, and then I read about it, you know, $100 and $200, $75,000, $150,000. Who knows? I don't know. I'm just, you know, I've been very clear here on the program. I think that is it's a mistake. It's the wrong way to go for the country.
Well, all we need to do is open up.
Well, exactly. I mean, at some point in time, we have to stop cutting checks to people out there. And again, it's not just there that they expanded also the child tax credit. I mean, we're getting the nation addicted to this. People, you know, I warned about this a while ago. This prior to Trump and whatnot. You know, we're on that road to socialism. We're there. You understand? You can blame it on pandemic, but we were heading in this direction for a long period of time. And be careful what you wish for, and be careful of the unintended consequences behind this idea that everybody gets free stuff all the time. You know, we got free checks going out. Now they want pushing for, you know, student loan forgiveness. You've got Obamacare, you know, not that far off. And what happens with this is that, again, you entrench people who already have power to stay in power, people that are at the top, and you eventually limit the upside for future generations. And that's what frightens me.
Now, the Federal Reserve Bank went out and did a survey, and according to their survey, about 9 million small businesses could shut their doors by the end of the year due to the coronavirus pandemic unless the government steps in with additional assistance for those 9 million small businesses.
Again, you can
step in and assist all you want, unless your doors are open, you're opening at full capacity, and you can, your business model works. You know, what do you think is going to happen? You're just throwing good money after bad. So, you know, you can talk about all the assistance. I mean, and let's be honest here, and I've explained this. The PPP program was not assistance. It really wasn't.
Nope.
It wasn't assistance. It was unemployment. It was just another form of unemployment. It was a ruse, is what it was. You know, you have to keep people on in order to get forgiveness, and it was just nonsensical.
Well, we'll see where all of this goes because, of course, they're slowly trying to jack up the stimulus. And by the way, we're hearing they need another stimulus after this one, so I don't know what's going to happen. And then yesterday, I also heard that the checks aren't going to come in February like they were promised. They're going to come in March. If they come at all.
Well, there's going to be some sort of check that comes out at some point in time. You know, I could care less. It's a waste of money.
Okay. U.S. job openings unexpectedly increased to a five-month high. That was a surprise, but it's not going to stay that way very long.
Listen, we've hit a wall when it comes to jobs over the past 3 months. We've had revisions to the number, to the downside. Last month's jobs report was very, very weak. And again, this should be any surprise to anyone out there, based upon you know, the fact that, you know, there's major swaths of the economy that haven't opened.
Yeah, it's going to stay that way. By the way, did you hear Mark Meadows yesterday, the former chief of staff for President Trump? He said that the president offered 10,000 National Guard troops to be standing by at the ready ahead of the January 6th rally about 2 weeks before the rally. And the D.C. mayor and the city council, the governing council, turned him down.
Yeah, I haven't been paying much attention to the impeachment proceedings. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of stuff that comes out. When it comes to this, I think this, as far as this country is concerned, we've got bigger fish to fry right now. I think this is a big collective waste of our time. And you know, I mentioned this yesterday on my podcast, the fact that this is the number one story in the country, and not the fact that, we had a water supply targeted by hackers.
I mean, right here in my backyard.
Uh-huh. I mean, we lost our minds. I mean, we're not even a serious country at this point in time. We got a stupid kindergarten court show trial going on, and we have, you know, a cyber issue where people could have been poisoned, for crying out loud. I mean, honestly, why is that not a much more important story, you know, possible bioterror in the United States over this nonsense?
I agree. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Stay warm up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, his website. Hear him on the weekend on many of these same stations all across the country. All right. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.